Hello, it's Chris McLennan. This week in Tales from the Top End in the paper, in my weekly column, I wrote about the importance of women, in particular the importance of one woman in my life. Last Friday night, I found myself at Tyndall RAF Base, which is one of the most secure military bases on this side of the planet. I'm a person who's in denial about their increasing age. And although I have eyeglasses, I don't wear them anywhere near enough. So at the end of a Friday night, I was a little bit tired, my eyes were tired, and I was finding it hard to see. So I've been out to cover the launch of the AFL season here in Katherine at Tyndall. I found it no problems. It was just going on dusk when I got there. But heading home in the dark was another matter, and I found myself wandering the streets of Tyndall, and I'm sure there's only a few of them, but in my state, when I couldn't see very well without my glasses, which were at home, I couldn't find my way out, and I had visions of military police chasing me up and down and wondering what I was doing and creating an international incident and all sorts of things. So I did what I normally do in a crisis situation. I rang my wife, said, "I'm lost. Any ideas?" And my wife, like most women, are probably doing about 8 different things at once: cooking dinner, talking to friends, watching television, playing a game on the phone, interspersed with checking Facebook, and the myriad other things that women all seem to be able to do at the same time, while I struggle just to do one. Without any rancor or any criticism, said, "Well, why don't you just open Google Maps and dial in Katherine and it'll take you there?" And I thought, oh yeah, that makes sense. So I pulled over, got the phone out, pulled up Google Maps, dialed in Katherine, and within 2 minutes I was on the Stuart Highway. So in this week's column I talk about the importance of my wife to my life, and no doubt partners in other people's lives, and just sometimes I wonder why they put up with us. But really, it's Mother's Day coming up soon, and she's a terrific mother and a terrific wife, and I could not survive this life without her.